Australia began the year with its national conscience glued to one of the worst bushfire seasons the nation has ever recorded. Over 12.6 million hectares of bushland was burnt, and urgent climate action was a focal point of public discussion. Whilst it may seem like climate action has been forgotten in the wake of COVID-19, climate scientists and economists alike are calling on the Australian government to create a renewables-led economic recovery.
2010 to 2020 was called the critical decade, and that was the time when we needed to turn around emissions and start decreasing emissions if we wanted to stay within the Paris goals. We missed that deadline. And so 2020 to 2030 is now called the transformational decade, where we need to halve emissions by 2030 if we want to have any chance of keeping global warming below a critical threshold.
Amandine Dennis-Ryan is the head of national programs at Climate Works Australia. Its Decarbonisation Futures report outlines how the Australian government can achieve net zero emissions by 2050.
Australia has the luck of having both very, very good wind potential and very good solar potential, which are currently the two renewable technologies that are, you know, most scalable and cheapest.
With Australia experiencing its first recession in 29 years, the federal government has handed out grants to encourage spending. Schemes such as the $25,000 housing grant have had little to do with the renewable economy.
COVID recovery is a really good opportunity to actually think about how we can make the most out of the stimulus initiative. There's likely to be a fair bit amount of funding that is going to go towards deployment of new technologies and building of new manufacturing or other assets. And this is a really good opportunity to actually make sure that that money goes towards the technologies that can support the net zero transition.
According to the International Energy Agency, COVID-19 will wipe out demand for fossil fuels by prompting a collapse in energy demand 7 times greater than that caused by the GFC. Australia's neighbours in Southeast Asia are already beginning to shift to renewables, although their lack of sun and wind resources has the potential to make Australia a key renewables exporting power in the region.
The possibilities are boundless, but in the first instance, we know that the keen buyers will be Japan, South Korea and Singapore.
Elizabeth Thurbon is an associate professor in international relations at the University of New South Wales. She was disappointed to hear that Minister for Energy, Angus Taylor, had bought $94 million worth of crude oil in April in the name of energy security.
It's a band-aid solution that directs finite taxpayer resources into propping up an unsustainable fossil fuel regime.
Julia Andre, reporting from Sydney.